Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Hope everybody that celebrated had a wonderful Easter weekend. It is a new month. Yes, here we are indeed. It's April the 5th, 2021. Got the best technology news that's been happening. We got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Hackers are busy this Monday. Actually, they've been busy over the weekend. That's because there's been a massive amount of personal Facebook data that's just, it's just all over the web now. Yep, this was actually discovered on a user hacking forum, exposing all the details of those 533 million Facebook users' info. Now, yeah, this is what we talked about previously, way back 2019. Kind of just sat there simmering for a little while, didn't hear much about it, and I guess they got bored or something over the weekend, and they decided, just let it out. Now, the data includes phone numbers, birth dates, email addresses, locations, pretty much everything you don't really want out there. From what we can gather, too, there's about 32 million users that are actually in the U.S., 11 million are in the U.K., and about 6 million come from India. Everyone else is pretty much scattered elsewhere around the world. There is 533 million, so a million here, a million there, it all adds up. So, what can be done? Well, Facebook, they can't do a whole lot now. It's already out there. It is possible the social network might notify affected users, but that's also highly unlikely, too. More or less, you just need to watch out for possible scam calls, fraud, all of this sort of stuff that just doesn't add up to you, particularly when they're asking for personal information, and that should never be given over the phone. Looks like Google's taken some good advice from the App Store. They're actually going to start being a bit more selective about which apps actually go into the Play Store. They're also going to go beyond that as saying what apps can actually talk to your other apps, too, that you already have on your device. This new policy is going to start on May 5th this year, meaning developers will now have to provide a pretty good reason for why Google should let you access info as such. Now, of course, once the changes do go into effect, apps can only use the permission if their core user-facing functionality or purpose requires broad visibility into installed apps on the user's device. Apps that don't have the justifiable use actually have the risk of being removed completely from the Google Play Store. And finally, this is going to make you think when you were very, very young playing those old Nintendo games, and damn, I should have bought two copies and kept one sealed. If it wasn't bad enough already, remember the Super Mario Brothers for NES? One copy of that recently sold for about $140,000, but this new one, that puts that to shame now. Yes, Heritage Auctions offered up a nearly perfect copy, steel sealed, of the original Super Mario Brothers for the NES. Bids were flying all around for this thing, and it wasn't long before it went over $200,000, but no, it wasn't done there. No, the final price, $660,000. Yeah, I know, completely and utterly nuts. Now, apparently this copy was one of the earliest shrink-wrapped versions of the games you could buy in the U.S. And those of you that are diehard collectors out there already know that there's 11 different box variants. Apparently, yes, this is number one, making it, I guess, super, super rare. Here's a funny backstory behind the thing, too. Apparently, this person got it for Christmas in 1986. Didn't even open it, threw it in a desk, and pretty much forgot about it. Apparently, the seller went digging one day and went, "Whoa, looky there! Maybe that's worth something." And yes, it was. After auction fees and everything, the seller got over $500,000. Have you got a story? No one else is listening? Well, we'd love to. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Subscribe to the news show over there. Of course, the Mac Show 2, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and so many other great podcasts from the British Tech Network. Give us a like on our Facebook page as well at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Definitely come join our community, though, over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it. It's fun, and it's simple to do. Just head to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that's going to be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your week starts out well for you. Have a great Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.